Let's get into today's discussion, a topic that we haven't really spoken about, but it is the second parsha of Maimon Har Sinai, which is all about Torah, and there's an area of Torah that that needs some chizuk. Right, the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, right, Dal Bram Shufim Chizuk, one of them is Torah, but certain parts of Torah that need a chizuk. There is a phrase that I heard a number of years ago, three things that are significant and special, but because certain groups of Jews started being connected with them, so other traditional groups of Jews kind of went away from it. Eretz Yisrael, Lashon HaKodesh, and Tanakh. Right? Well, we say Tehillos. Okay. No, but I would say there's that's a separate topic. Maybe next week's year. But anyway, we're going to focus on one of those. So there is a little bit of truth to every statement like that, but we have to be machazik just because there are people learning it that maybe aren't exactly similar to us. That doesn't mean that there's nothing special. Lashon HaKodesh, the Rambam calls that a mitzvah kala in Pirkei Avos, and obviously Eretz Yisrael, and obviously Tanakh. So tonight we're going to focus a little bit on Tanakh. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, I didn't give it to you, but the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes that every Jew has to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. What does that mean? What does that mean? I remember Shaftah once said it, so it's not, what's not so much. What does it mean? But Bavli Yerushalmi, Medrash Rabbah, Shulchan Aruch, I forgot what else he said. Sifrei Shulchan Aruch.
Sifrei
the Midrash. Medrash Halacha. Rambam. Right. Rambam. Shulchan Aruch.
Sefta.
Okay. Keeps going. Right. Keeps going. But Kol HaTorah Kula. So one would say, okay, Shas and Boskim. Let's start with that. Shas and Boskim. But it's not so simple that that's where we should start. Right. There's a Rashi in Parshas Kisisa. Source number one, Rashi tells us that the it has to do with the Luchos, right, which is this week's Parsha. Kechaloso, when Moshe Rabbeinu finished speaking to Hashem, Kechaloso l'daberito, Rashi quotes, Kechaloso chas ksiv chaser, it's written without the Vav, Kechaloso, like you can read it as Kala, not finished, but Kala. Shenimtzur lo Torah, but matana kechala l'chasen, the Torah was given to us like a chasen and Kala. So in the 40 days, he taught him whatever he could teach him, but you know, more than that, you know, we had to put our time in afterwards. But then there's another remez of Kala. Why is the Torah in this reference called the Kala? Davar Acher, Ma Kala Miskashetes, Be'esim Ve'arba Kishuta, just like a Kala wears 24 special jewelries, which are enumerated in Sefer Yeshayahu. Av Tamar Chacham Zorach Leos Baki, Be'esrim Arba Sfarim. So to a Talmud Chacham has to be a Baki in the 24 books of Tanakh. A Talmud Chacham. That's part of the definition of a Talmud Chacham. Not just to know every ksos, but Tanakh. Right? It doesn't say Nevi'im Rishonim. Right? Tanakh is obviously there are more simple Sfarim and a little more challenging Sfarim, but that's part of being a Talmud Chacham. Right, and of course, the Mishnah tells in Pirkei Avos, that's the first step, not just a step. Right? Hu haya omer, ben chamesh lemikra, ben eser lemishnah. And this has become a forgotten art, a forgotten area of Tanakh. Maseches Sofrim also discusses the crucial importance. And the Chavos Chaim even talks about that it's ironic. It's ironic. And it's illogical, you might even say, that we don't focus on that somewhat. Doesn't say that our whole day is supposed to be. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But the Chavetz Chaim and Ha'azinu has a fascinating ha'ara. It says the Chavetz Chaim, HaTorah Shebichsav Yi Bebchinas Shamayim. Torah Shebichsav is like the heavens, right? That came from Hashem. VaTorah Shebalpeh Hi Bebchinas Aretz. Torah Shebalpeh is from here. HaRishona Nimshala Kimatar. Right, the first Torah Shebichsav is compared to rain. Yarov Kamater Lichi, my Lekach, my Torah Shebichsav. Right, my Torah Shebichsav is compared to rain. Klomar, Kishem Sheish Mispar Letipos Hamatar. Viafim Kachol Yer Buyun, Abi Bisuk Bali Mispar Hina. Rain is countable. It'll be hard to count rain, but it's countable. If I would put a bucket over the entire earth and catch the drops, it's countable. It's finite. Drops of rain. Keep getting bigger. And that's also Torah Shebech Tzav. It's finite. Right? And that's why Torah Shebech Tzav is compared to rain. But Torah Shebech Tzav is compared to dew. Right, that's the second half of the pasuk. Kizal katal imrasi. Torah Shebech Tzav nimshal l'tal. Hatal yored miyashvayim el haaretz. You wake up in the morning and everything's wet. Tal, the dew, is not countable. It just appears. It's there. V'lo yima v'lo yisafer. You can't split it up. It's moisture. But it's not like it. There's a drop there. It's dew. But it's not within the world of Mispar. You could count the drops in a large barrel. And that's Torah Shebech Tzav. It can't be counted. Every time you go to the Sfarim store, there's more. Right, and there's other books. Ein Aruch ve'ein Mispar ve'ein Gvul. So says the Chafetz Chaim, if Torah Shebech Tzav is compared to rain, which is countable, if Torah Shebech Tzav is compared to dew, which is not countable, shouldn't we try to conquer what's countable and what's finite? At least some of our day, says the Chafetz Chaim. V'im kein adavar. Halo haisa shuras hadin no senes. That's finite. We should be experts in that. It's countable. It's limited. Torah Shebech Tzav is infinite. And what do you see today, says the Chafetz Chaim? And I think the situation is similar to what it was 100 years ago. Nafochu adavar. We have people who are bekiim noraim, they know shas by heart. Nihir lam shvili shnei tamudim bavli yushalmi hetev. I don't know how many of those we have, but we have some. Those who are bekiim and bavli yushalmi, and yet, have they ever learned Sefer Daniel? And yet, the scriptures, right? What came first? And it's not only just a targum, but many of us, or many people out there, many great lamdanim, never even opened up certain Sfarim and Tanakh. And they weren't written by modern scholars. Right? Nevi'im, Shlomo HaMelech, David HaMelech. And therefore, it says the Chafetz Chaim is somewhat ironic that we don't have that. The Rishonim knew it by heart. You read a Ramban, others, they knew it by heart. And the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal, writes in source number 5, in the next source, his commentary on Dvarim, that it's a foundation. The Maharal is very big and strong on the Ben Chamesh Lemikra, Ben Esser Lemishna system. Again, we're not focusing on that now. Why, even if one learns Tanakh, you know, we don't follow exactly that system. But says the Gur Aryeh, "V'doras harishonim nitznu gvulim v'itim lachanech na'al pidarka ben chamish lamikra ben esa lamishna." In the earlier generations, there was a system set up. What's the system? Hakol kede losis lenar masa kasher yuchaseis lepitibo. Because Chazal knew, you know, what a child can handle at different ages and the order of things and the foundations in learning. Umashu lefitivo makabel anar, and what is in his nature, he will be makabel. Kamosha sidra Hashem yisbarach ochel yelad chalevi mo. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have steak come out of the mother for the child. Child can't digest steak. Mother's milk. Easily digestible, has all the nutrients, has everything the child needs. Wow, what a coincidence. Amazing coincidence, right? A mother didn't have any milk ever in her life. Until right before she starts about to have a baby, and all of a sudden, and it's exactly what the child needs. With everything the child needs, Kadosh Baruch Hu made that. Nisim and Niflos. Shudavar mekubalei lav. V'lo sida lo min amazonos asher einam lefi erko. Hashem doesn't give the child, the mother has food that doesn't work for the child. No. And helps him grow. And then you start on solid foods, and then mushy foods, and harder foods. Little by little, the development of the physical digestion of the child, says the Maharal. The Agadah L'Sichlo, a Seichel becomes stronger, then you learn some Mishnah, then you learn some, it keeps going. And it's the same thing in the spiritual realm. Development. Same way. Achatip Shem Baratzos Elo, says the Maharal, the fools in these lands, Prague, Darkem Hefechazeh, Meladim Manar Mikra Muab Minaparsha, what do they do? And this is what we all have. Maharal's against it. You learn a little bit of Parsha. And what do you do next week? You skip. And you learn a little bit of the next parsha. And you skip, and you learn a little bit of the next parsha. Says the Maharal, what kind of foundation and basis is that? We're not blaming the schools specifically. You know, everybody wants to have a good part on the parsha from their second grader. You didn't do parsha this week? What do you mean? And at the end of the year, what does he know? He forgets the beginning. And then you go to the second year. You do a little bit more. It's not learned properly. But says the Maharal, Tanakh is the foundation. Tanakh is the foundation. And Chazal had it in mind. So again, we're not talking about Dafka 5, 10, the ages right now. But this is something that we have to try to do. If we didn't get it as a foundation, we have to try to get it, though, at some point, some later time in our lives. And this is something that many Achronim discuss. I gave it to you from the Shlach HaKadosh and from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rav Vosner writes in the Tshuva, in Chelech Ches, the importance of it. But he writes, sometimes Gedolim didn't publicize how much they meant. Sometimes you see it in the writings. So you read Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, he was a Bucky Nifla. Bucky Nifla in grammar of Tanakh. Rav Heller, Rav Chaim Heller. Right, so my father tells stories that he said sometimes when the Rav or Salvechik used to give Shi'urim and Chumash Tanakh or something, so the Rav used to be in front and Rav Chaim Heller sat right next to him, and my father remembers like whenever Rav would pause, like just like back and forth all the different sukkim, and you know that's the Gedolim knew. The Gedolim knew. The Shevet Halevi says they don't always publicize it, right? Masha Arech v'davar shemekubal leitzel kol Gedolim Yisrael ela shemiksasim histiru idiyasam betanach v'diktuk hanitzrach alchavanam lidiyas haTorah, because it became associated with those who weren't all so traditional, but they knew it, and the fact that it was associated with others doesn't mean that it's not ours to learn. And remember, it's not just Yeshayahu and Divrei Hayam. The first part of Tanakh is T, right? We can't forget the T, the first part, and that is Torah, which of course is already built into the system. That's Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, as the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara Maseches Brachas. Avo Bishadam Shomea Kol HaTorah Kula Kol Shabbos B'Tzibur. Even though we all hear the Torah B'Tzibur, Chayev Likros L'Asma B'Kol Shavua Parsha Zosho HaShavua. Even though we heard it from the Tzibur, what's the Afal Pi? Because there is one Rishon that says Shnai Mikra only applies if you're not going to be in shul. No, we don't pasken that way. Even if you're going to be in shul and you hear it, Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked whether somebody who's sitting and learning Shas Bavli Yerushalmi all day, do I have to do Chumash and Rashi? Isn't that kind of beneath me? Is that? Come on. I learn Shev Shmaitza. I have to learn Rashi, Ala Torah. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says, yes. Says Rav Moshe, in 1970, Tavshin Lamed, Chiev Kriyashnai Mikra, Gam Lebnei Torah. Gam Lebnei Torah, look at that. He quotes a question to two Rabbanim, Be'inyin HaMitzvah Shemuchuyim Kolech Adecha Likro Parsha B'Kol Shavua, Shai Mikra V'Echa Targum. Rabbo Seinu Afmei HaRishon, and Hosifu Tzorech Lomo Kapirish Rashi, Alko Parsha. Shedis Rashel Ma'od Afei Tzol HaBei B'nei Torah, it's become very weakened. Very weakened. So is there any defense? Pashtu Baruch, says Rav Moshe. Kemosha lo niftar shemadam mikol mitzvah derabanan, just like nobody is exempted from any mitzvah derabanan, but taina shosik b'torah. Osik b'torah, that was last week's shiur, right? Osik b'torah, pater min mitzvah. Just like we're not pater from any mitzvah, so too we're not pater from shnayim mikra, because we're learning other parts of Torah. Kelo nifdrapi mitzvah zu ve'adaraba. Av mi shetarasu umnaso, kurev shubu v'yachay v'chaveirav, shepetur mitilas derabanan, hayu chayavin v'kriya shnayim mikra v'chatarkam. The kamzehu lima Torah. So says Rav Moshe, there's no patur. Right, we have to make sure that we recognize the importance. I think I've quoted in the past the comment of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says about he says, I could understand, we can't, but I could understand, Rabbeinu Tam said, how my grandfather wrote his commentary on Shas. I could understand that. But I can't understand how he wrote his commentary on Chosh. That's beyond me. And that's an amazing comment. We can't fathom either. But if we would have picked,
and
Olav Nach, no, if we would have picked, you know, we might have said, you know, Shas. That's Rabbeinu Tam. There are hundreds of Pirushim written on Rashi Al Torah, explaining every word of Rashi. Right, every year you do a little bit more. Every year you remember a little bit more. But that's also part of Tanakh, and we have to be mechazik that as well. So point one is just the importance and the relevance and the irony that the Chofetz Chaim says that we should dafka, make it part of our lives. And all the Achronim agree. There's no one that says otherwise. There's no one that says otherwise. Number one. Number two. Second point. So how do we go about doing it? How do we go about doing it? And other practical ramifications. So, number one, right? The Gemara and the Mishnah in Misachas Brachas discusses this, that we have to make sure that Tanakh has to be learned in a proper fashion. Right? There is some danger out there because you don't have so many people who do not believe writing commentaries on Shas. You know, there were 150 years ago, I remember there was a whole discussion. I remember when we learned Baba Kama in YU. The Ravid is one of the major Rishonim. Baba Kama. So there was one rabbi that was put out with a great commentary and footnotes by a reform rabbi. Well, discussion could use the footnotes. Big lamdan. But you know, we have to look into which rabbi did you get? You know, in the Beis Medrash. Okay, but Al Tanakh is much more common for those. There are non-Jews that write commentaries on Tanakh. Lahavdil. But the Gemara already mentions that. The Mishnah says in Brachas Dav Chavches, this is the Gemara I gave you, when Rabbi Elazar was sick, he gathered his Talmidim, and his Talmidim said, give us some last words of wisdom. Yizar b'kavad chavarechem, uminu b'nechem min higayon. Pull your sons away from higayon. What's higayon? Different pshatim, what that means. Rashi, lo targilim b'mikro yosem idai. They shouldn't spend all day on Tanakh. B'mikro yosem idai, why? Says the Tzlach. Mishum shalimud amikra gam hapi karsim lomdim. Bishvala lashon, kamosha lomdim shalashon. It's because Tanakh is, it's Rosh Bechsav. So it's open to the masses. It's open to non-Jews. It's open to Jews who don't believe. One has to be very careful. Very careful how one learns. Bemotashkiach al bincha biyalduso, rakalimud amikra, yocholiyo shetikach lo malamid acher mishalahem, and then can be influenced. So one has to be careful when one learns. Right, when one learns, how one learns Tanakh, we have many, many wonderful mefarshim on Tanakh, Rashi, Radak, Abarbanel, many, many mefarshim, many modern mefarshim also, but all with a basis in tradition, with a basis in Chazal. Rav Lichtenstein has a beautiful article in Source 15, Seeking His Presence, where he talks about what's called, in modern Hebrew, Tanakh Begova Inayim. Hear that phrase? Eye level. What does it mean, eye level? It means like, I'm equal with Tanakh. Eye level. Me and David, Amelech. Like, we treat them as one of us. That's Tanakh Begova Inayim. So Lichtenstein talks about the, right, this is one side of the so-called eye-level biblical study. Would be reasonable if those applying it were colossal in stature like Moses. But most of these people are but dwarfs, and viewing biblical giants at the eye level of dwarfs belittles their greatness. So Rav Lichtenstein writes here, there has to be a balance. Because the other extreme is also no good. When we put personalities in Tanakh, in the clouds, in the angels, and they're not human at all, and therefore you can't learn anything from them anyway, that's also not a good extreme. Those are both extremes. Where we say they're just like us, or we say that they're nothing like us. That's also a problem. He says a little bit later, they can see Abraham going to the binding of Isaac as if he were heading to a wedding. Hashem tells me to do this, I'm doing it. Simcha. That also belittles Avraham Avinu being a human being. We can learn so much by the balance. By the balance of recognizing their humanness, but recognizing their greatness as well. And that's how one has to learn Tanakh. And we can look at, and the Rishonim do. The Rishonim, first talks about this in a number of places. The Rishonim are not scared to say that the Avos of Imos made a mistake. The Ramban writes that. But Avram and Sarah. But that doesn't take away from their greatness. That just makes them... Right? Moshe Rabbeinu got angry a couple of times. That just makes them relatable to us. Again, not Begova Inaya, but at least in our worlds. In our sphere. And the first message about learning Tanakh is obviously respect. Obviously Mesorah. Obviously, you know, recognizing who we are and who they are, but also recognizing that, you know, they are human. They are human. Just to remember the, just read some of his words. Right, we're stuck between a rock and a hard place. We must develop an approach to Bible study that is both humanistic and religious. We must be able to appreciate Moses for who he was, to place him upon a pedestal, to know that he was not like you or me, but on another level. At the same time, understand that Chazal understood that Moshe too experienced real, I didn't give you the rest, but, you know, emotion and pain when he went through things. I remember the, I went with my wife. My wife went to Mechalah many years ago. So I remember Rav Cooperman used to be started Mechalah. He was the one that came out with the Meshach Chachma and the Sfarno. He wrote all the footnotes. So I remember a couple of weeks before he was Nifter, we happened to be in Israel. I went to visit him in the hospital. So he was talking there, and he said, you know why I started Mechalah? No. In the 50s, he says, I was teaching in another school, and I was teaching something in Tanakh. I don't remember what it was. I don't know if he said. And a girl raised her hand and said, an opinion. And he said, that's great, but, you know, we always have to remember what Rashi says. She says, yeah, but that's Rashi. This is me. Like, Gove Inayim at its best. He says, I have to start a place where I can teach based on tradition, allowing for creativity, but again, along with a healthy, healthy feel of respect. So number one, when we're involved, learning about biblical personalities, again, by the way, this applies to Shas also. When there are stories about the Tanam and the Amoran, we could have another Sifas Chaim about the importance of Gemara and the centrality of Gemara. Have we had that in the past couple years? We haven't. Okay, that's the flip side. On the flip side, complementary shir. We have a lot to do. We have a lot to do. Number one is the balance of the humanness and the religious. Number two, some is hard. Some svarim are hard. Iyob is not simple. Certain parts of Nevi'im Achronim, you know, if one doesn't learn it well, you know, if one just reads through it, it seems like, oh, it's saying the same thing that the past 14 chapters have said. Yeshayo and Yirmiyo obviously did not think that. They didn't think they were repeating themselves, right? They felt that it was important to have. But again, the more we do it, the more we push through it, just like any Masechta in Shas, you know, we just dedicate time. Dedicate a certain amount of time for it. Number three, any type of program is valuable as long as it's program and as long as it's consistent. And whether it's a perek a day, whether it's a perek every weekday, because over the weekend, whatever it is, to try something. If we don't start now, in our years in yeshiva, you know, what's going to motivate us? Nobody has any time. But 15 minutes a day we could find. At least. But sometime, again, there's 20 minutes a day. Whatever it is, there are shiurim online. I'm not pushing anything. But if one wants, there's 20 minutes a perek. We didn't finish ksuvim yet, but that's right, we're in the middle. But again, whatever it is, to dedicate time towards this important aspect. And again, it's something that we're not going to blame the schools, because the schools have a certain limited amount of time. But I tell you, I don't learn any Tanakh. I went to wonderful schools, and I have tremendous hakaras hatov for them. But there was just not enough time. Get through some of the parsha, but I never opened up many svar. Never opened up. Through high school, not just elementary school. Through high school. And in Eretz Yisrael, it's definitely better. In Eretz Yisrael, the education, but the Tanakh emphasis is definitely better. But it's something that, you know, we can't look back. We got to look forward. To look about what I could do, and therefore anything yomi is great, or anything with some type of consistency. There's a beautiful medrash in Dvarim Rabbah, in Surah 17. Rabbanan Amri, Hatipesh Hazeh Nichnas LeBeis HaKnesses, somebody walks into shul, V'roa Osan Oskin BaTorah, V'Omer Lehem, Hey Chadam Lama Torah. There's so much, how do you learn? Tchila Omrim Lo, Tchila Omrim Lo, Tchila Kori Megillah. Start learning up a little bit, a parak. V'yachagach ba'sefer, v'yachagach ba'nevim, v'yachagach ba'ksuvim. Mishu gomer es ha'mikra, shon es ha'talmud, v'yachagach ha'lachos. Step by step, start. Start. All you got to do is start. Take the first step, and little by little, it would grow. Little by little, it will pile up. It doesn't mean, again, some people, especially not the years in yeshiva, but some people connect more to Tanakh than others. That's fine. But it doesn't mean that there's a part of Torah and a part of Torah Shebechsav that we have to shy away from. We have to do our best. And we have to dedicate time. Just like we have to dedicate time to Mishnayos. Also an underrated and underused tool to figure out a way to have a Mishnayos Seder or a Tanakh Seder, whatever it is. Baruch Hashem, over the past couple of years, there have been so many programs for Tanakh and for Mishnah. But it's something that we have to make sure we put into our schedule. Just two points of lumdus about Tanakh, which are fascinating thoughts. First of all, what's the source of Tanakh? What's the source of Tanakh? That there's something called Tanakh. Does it say the word Tanakh in Shas? I don't think so. But we definitely know there's something called Nevi'im and something called Ksuvim. That's clear. That's already in Chazal. The Gemara tells him in Megillah. Two points about the general idea of the institution of Tanakh. The Gemara says in Megillah Dav Zayin, Source 21. Shalchalam Esther l'chachamim, kisvuri l'doros. Esther Amalka wants Megillah's Esther to be put into Tanakh. Right? It's the last book that made it in. So she sends to the rabbis, could you please let me in? Let Megillah's Esther in. Shalchalam, they sent back to her, well, we have a Mesorah. Halakosati l'chash shlishim, shlishim v'lo rabim. We have a Mesorah, that there's a word in Tanakh, that says three, not four, only three stories of Amalek in Tanakh allow. Only three stories. And they're already taken. Purim is a Amalek story. Right, three times, where's three times? You already have it in B'Shalach, and Kiseitse, and Shmuel Aleph, Sefer Shaul HaMelech. And so three are taken. Until they decided you could put the two in Torah together. The pasuk at the end of B'Shalach, Kisov Zos, Masha Kasov Kana B'Mishnah Torah. Zos is a reference to both mentions in Torah. Zikar Masha Kasov B'Nevi'im, B'Sefer Masha Kasov B'Megillah. Esther made it in. Baruch Hashem. Berav Shechter has a gorgeous piece in Ikvei Atzon where he talks about how the words that are used in this pasuk and in the Gemara specifically reflect the content of T, N, and Ch. And what is that? How could you double up Bishalach and Kiseitse? Why are you allowed to count them as one? Because they're both in Zos. Ksov Zos. What's Zos? Zos or Zeh? Always means clarity. Clarity of vision. We know seven times in the Torah, whenever it says Zeh, Chazal always understand that, you point. Ben Sora Mora, Benenu Zeh Sora Mora, the parents have to point to the child. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, pointing to the moon. V'zeh Ma'aseh HaMenorah, Moshe didn't know how to make the menorah. So, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, you know, has to point to it. Zeh, Zeh, what does Rashi quote at the beginning of Matos? Moshe Rabbeinu was the only Navi that didn't only have Komar Hashem, but Zeh HaDavar. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had clarity, yes, HaKlari HaMe'ira, the clear vision. Zeh or Zos always refers to clarity. Torah is clarity. Torah is clarity. That's why all of Torah is reference to that. And that's what he says on the right side now. B'nir Levair. Derak nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu Aisabam Badarga Zeh HaDavar. Only the nevuah of Moshe is on this level. B'nigud l'nevuah Shara Nevi'im. Unlike other Nevi'im, Sha'isa Rakbe B'chinas Ko'amar Hashem. Why? Because Zeh is clarity, and that's why both can be included in Torah. That's why Zos is Torah. What about the others? Zikaron Basefer. Zikaron. Zikaron is Nevi'im. Why? What's Zikaron and Nevi'im? Zecher, or to remember in Torah, is always turned from Zachor to Lahazkir. Right? Zachor is the Kal, Lahazkir is the Hifil, but of course, to remember me to mention. Lahazkir is to mention. Right? It says, Zachor is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh. What's our Chiyuv? Lahazkir, L'Kadesh, to say words. Zachor is Asher HaSalcha HaMalik. Remember what HaMalik did to you. What do we have to do? To read it. Zachor is always Lahazkir, to mention it. So that's why we have a Chiyuv, to mention it. But it's deeper than that. Zachor Lahazkir, to mention, to talk. What does the word Navi mean? Okay, prophet. What's the shorish of nevuah? Niv. Niv svatayim. Suggests Rav Shechter here. That means expression of the lips. Nevuah was given over to tell people. There were hundreds of Nevi'im. But there were 48 real Nevi'im. What do you mean? 48 that had a message to give to Klal Yisrael. Niv svatayim, that's why they are Nevi'im. They receive something to give over to Klal Yisrael. Milashon niv svatayim, that's what puts something into Nevi'im. Ksuvim don't have that. Ksuvim were given over to be written and studied. And that's learned out from what word? Basefer. Beautiful. Zos zes Torah, zikaron, zecher lahazkir, to mention lahazkir, niv svatayim, to give over the prophet, prophecy. And Sefer is Ksuvim. And you could have the same person, right? You could have, you know, different books. You know, David HaMelech, you know, Tehillim's in Ksuvim. Shlomo HaMelech, right? All of his books are in Ksuvim. But you could have people from earlier, later. It depends, doesn't matter earlier. It doesn't matter what the purpose was of the Sefer. So that's point number one of Tanakh. The source of it is already in the Gemara. But each has its own nature, its own essence. There's Torah, the clarity of Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. But there's another element that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out. It's a fascinating Rashi in Tainus. What's the relationship between Nevi'im and Ksuvim and Torah? Well, Torah seems to be shalem by itself. Look what Rashi says. There's a Gemara in Tainus Daf Tes. Rabbi Yaakov quotes it, beginning of source 23. Rabbi Yochanan found the child of Reish Lakish, which was his nephew. Reish Lakish were brothers-in-law. Remember the story, Rabbi Yochanan made Reish Lakish from, and he did that by convincing Reish Lakish to marry his sister. So he found the nephew, the Yosef Kamar. Yivelas Adam to Salef Darkov, Al Hashem Yisaf Libo. A pasuk. Yosef Rabbi Yochanan, V'kad Matameh, Mi'ika so they quote the pasuk, and he says, where is that hinted to in the Torah? Where is that hinted to in the Torah, that pasuk in Nach? What is that to be hinted to in the Torah? Says Rashi. Velo Ramza Moshe Ba'araisa. Shahachumish hu yisod neviim. Viksuvim. Ubikulam yismach limso min haTorah. Chumish is the yisod of neviim and ksuvim. What does that mean? The roots of the yisodos of Nach are found in Torah. And Rabbi Yaakov compares this to Brisos and Mishnayos. Brisos and Toseftos, the root of them is in Mishnah. Right? Ilfa was one of the great Tanaim, or Amorim. Ilfa once said, give me a Brisa, I'll tell you where it is in the Mishnah, where the roots of it are in the Mishnah. And if I can't, I'm going to jump off this boat. That's why he used to stand on the mast of a boat, twice in Shas. He says that. He quotes one of them in Ksuvah Samach Tes. So you see, you see that it's the roots of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Roots of Nevi'im and Ksuvim are already found in the Torah. So yes, they're separate. There's Torah, there's Nevi'im, there's Ksuvim. But there's obviously a special relationship between Torah being the basis for all Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So we have to recognize that this is an area of Torah that we have to dedicate ourselves to. It's an area of Torah that is underappreciated. Thank you. And it's an area of Torah that, you know, just because others don't study it, it doesn't mean that it's something that we have to let go. And remember, it's part of Torah. It's part of the corpus of Torah. The Chafetz Chaim, I gave it to you, I think, in Shem Olam. Chafetz Chaim writes, in verse 27, he says the Torah is called a mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Says the Chafetz Chaim, and he could do this because it started to come out when he was still alive, right? The Torah is a photograph of Hashem. Photograph, right? Now we know, because now we have a 6-second video of the Chafetz Chaim, right? See the video? Okay. If you don't see it, Google it. What is, that was like 2 years, what is it? A couple years ago. 5 years ago. 5 years ago. When it was? They found it in some basement in the University of North Carolina. So it's like, I don't know how it got there. What? What?
His left hand is always right-handed.
His left is always right-handed. Uh-huh. All the details. Anyway, so the Chafetz Chaim says that the Torah is a photograph. What does that mean? He says sometimes in a photograph, you take a picture of something. You cannot know what Hashem is. So the Torah is an autobiography of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The more you study the Torah, the more you understand Hashem, you see a picture of Hashem. Sometimes you take a picture and something's cut off. Right? In the olden days, when I was growing up, you took a picture, you couldn't check. Like, oh, how did I look? Let me see. Now every time I take a picture on any family trip, let me see. Oh no, come on. I look terrible. Take another picture. My eyes are closed. Then you had to wait a month until you go to the store and develop the pictures. But you can't see who's cut out or who's not cut out. But sometimes something is cut out. Tanakh is a major part of the picture of HaKadosh Baruch. And there can't be any part of Torah that's cut out. And we have to make sure, again, to dedicate some time, right? It doesn't mean, the main time, especially, you know, in years in yeshiva, where Torah Shabbat Peh plays a major role, and the centrality of Gemara, which is the topic of another shiur. But we have to make sure that Tanakh fills in the picture. And Tanakh helps us, the messages of Tanakh. And there's so much out there today. There's so much amazing material. Shiurim of Rishonim, Achronim, Sifrei Ezer to help with pictures and maps and whatever one needs. But we have to try to do our best to dedicate ourselves and to make sure that this part of Torah is not neglected. And just like we're dedicated to other parts of Torah, we're dedicated also to this part of Torah as well. It'll also help us understand some haftorahs, by the way. Also some help, you know. Some haftorahs kind of like, they're like, no idea. But, it'll definitely... What?
And Gemaras,
right? We have to try to do our best. Right? The more you know, the better you know Tanakh, you don't have to look up every pasuk, you'll know what's going on. But obviously, right? As a joke, they call the Tanakh Pirush HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al-Hashas. Right? We have to try to make sure that that doesn't happen. Some say also, this is just, okay, it'll be recorded, but it's still on. This is not the shiur anymore. They say that in the new Gemaras, you know, they put the psukim on the side. The whole pasuk is there. I never had that. You have to actually look up the pasuk in the Tanakh. So is it a good thing? Is it not a good thing? So the pasuk's there, so you never have to open up a Tanakh. Because the whole pasuk is right there. right on the side of the Gemara. Maybe it was good for her not to be there.
But
I'm not so sure. It's also good to be there also, because are we going to actually look up the pasuk? You know, so either way, we have to take, but it's a good idea to try to look up Sukkim as well. But we should all dedicate ourselves to all parts of Torah, including this special section as well.